and found a place of refuge. God may be preparing places for us to go before this thing's over with. So, Sister Wilkins, you may have to go overseas before this is over with. God may rejuvenate you and give you about 30 more years. You never know what the Lord can do. She's been to Haiti. She just might as well go to the Dominican Republic before it's over with. So, but anyway, be praying with us about that meeting. There's a group of women in the Wichita church called Moms. M-O-M-S. Moms on Service for the Lord. Moms on Missions. That's what it's called, Moms. Moms on Missions. And they had a big, they've been raising money for the Dominican Republic for about a year now. They just, Brother Green told me this morning that they just had a big bake sale, and they're taking the money off that bake sale and buying ribbons and, I don't know, all kinds of things that they're going to make stuff to sell to raise more money. So God's put it in people's heart to help us and to help carry the burden. See, I didn't even know that's going on, but it's good to know, isn't it, that somebody's working. Well, that don't sound like it could amount to a whole lot of money, but every little bit helps. I was telling the brotherhood in the minister's meeting. In fact, I think I told them in our meeting here. I said, you know, there's at least 300 churches in America. More than that, maybe. But I said, if every church just gave $100 a month to missions, that would be $30,000 a month. See, just $100 don't sound like much, but if everybody gave $100, and, you know, and if even if all of us would just do away with one McDonald's meal a week and just give that $6 or $7 a week to missions, you know, just look how much money we'd give right here in this church to missions in a month. Just, if you gave $6 a week, you know, that's $24 a piece. We'd have, $2,000 a month right here in this church if we gave just that much a week to missions. Don't sound like you'd be giving much if you just gave up a hamburger once a week. I could fast one meal a week for those poor people over there. So you can be praying what God will lay on your heart. I had a thought during this service that came to me. Sister Smith was talking about Joel, and I've known different people in my lifetime and that had habits in their life that impressed me. There's a couple things I thought I'd challenge y'all with. You youth, I'm going to challenge you youth to every morning this next week. You may have to do it for 7 weeks in a row. Brother Durham says you have to do it 49 times in a row for it to become a habit. But I'm going to challenge you every morning when you get up in the next week, don't get out of bed and stand up. Just roll out of bed on your knees and pray before your day starts. Try it. See what the Lord. That'd be good if every one of us in here did that. Some of you may not be able to get on your knees. I pray a lot of times laying on my back. I pray, I get into bed and start praying. I wake up, start thanking God. But I have a cousin. I was with him in a motel room, and we woke up the next morning, and I noticed, when he got out of bed, he just pulled his covers back and rolled out on his knees and just started his prayer for the day. That impressed me. It never did leave me. And I thank God watches and honors those kinds of things. And here's one other thing that hit me during this service to tell everybody. Everybody this week, pray and ask God to put somebody on your mind that you can call or go see and tell them So I've been, you come up in my mind, and I just wanted to call you. I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Now, you can call somebody in this church, but I'd like to see us begin to work outside this church. Call, if you're going to call somebody in the church, call two people. Call one in here and one outside. Find somebody that don't go to church here, and maybe someone that used to. But ask God. Say, God, put somebody on my mind. Bring someone up in my mind that I could encourage, that I could just touch. You know, it makes you feel good for somebody just to say, I was thinking about you. I just wanted to touch base with you. I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to let you know that I think about you. You never know. Just learning to get that habit of reaching out to others. Nothing will help us any more than reaching out to others. That's something that inspires. When you begin to see something that God's doing, touch somebody else, and he lets you be a vehicle that he could work through. It'll inspire you. Nothing. I remember I'd go to meetings when I first came to the body, and I'd bring people with me, and I'd watch them. I had the benefit of sitting on the platform, so I'd watch them. And every time I'd see somebody get touched, it blessed me so I couldn't hardly contain myself. I'd just begin to praise God, thank God, like Brother McGowan was saying, just to see somebody else get a touch from the Lord would bless me so much, and it'd inspire me. And so let's give God a way to use us. If we don't do something, we can pray for God to do something, but if you start saying, God, use me. Here I am, Lord, use me. Isn't that what Isaiah said? Was it Isaiah that said that? Said, send me. Here I am, Lord, send me. Oh, God. Well, send me across the telephone line. Send me across the road. Send me down the road to visit someone, to say hi to them. Let's see if God would work in that. I never have to ask y'all to do that before, so I don't think it's just, I wasn't thinking, I wonder what I could come up with. That just came in my mind, so I'm just telling you. Let's see if the Lord's in it. Let's try that and see what the Lord will do. Amen. All right, well, I know we could stay here. There's more testifiers, song singers, and preachers. But I just feel like, I feel full. I feel like God's touched us. And I'd like for us to go home and meditate on this good touch of God. I always like to end on a good note. And I feel like God's gave us a good, rich touch here. Why don't we all stand and thank God? Let's give him a praise for his goodness, his touch in our lives. God, for reaching down and touching us, Lord. Oh, God, don't let us take that for granted, Jesus. Oh, God, I saw when you came in here in that song and touched us. I'm thankful for that, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Oh, God, make us more effective for your work, that you would be glorified in a greater way, Lord, that your righteousness, oh, God, would touch more lives, that your healing power.